Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Mary Blake welcoming to you to the Ask Ada Marie show. And today we're going to talk with her about how to recognize and trust your spirit guidance. You know, it's happened to all of us, that moment when we kick ourselves for not listening to that small voice within. And now, Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle, says that voice is spirit guide, reaching out to us. And most of us just haven't been taught how to listen to that guidance, and so we talk ourselves out of the warnings, the good advice, and the spiritual guidance that might change our lives. So, Golden Oracle, what do you have to tell us today about talking with our spirit guides?
I will tell you up front, if you don't pay attention, you always pay the price. Because ever since I've been small, and my grandmothers and my mother and everybody and my dad, whenever they got a, we called them sendings when they came, a little message would come through your head, and it would say something to you, like it would say, don't go there. Wherever we were going, and we wouldn't go there because we were told not to, and we'd find out later that there had been something bad that happened there, and we'd have been right in the middle of it. So sometimes they will say, if you do this or that, it'll make you sick, so think twice. And they give you those messages, and they tell you about those messages. So I'm telling you that when you get a message that, okay, say that you're washing dishes and you're looking out the window and it's a very pretty view, and all of a sudden this message comes into your head and says, don't go to town today. Well, if I were you and if it was me, I wouldn't be going to town today. Am I making this clear so you understand? Because if you did, you'd probably run into some kind of thing that you don't want to deal with. So if
you mean like the time I was walking across the street and something in my head said, run, and I started to run, and then I thought, how silly, because it's so hot, I'm going to pass out. And this taxi came flying around the corner, and I couldn't see it because there was a truck on the and it knocked me right flat on my behind, on the middle of the side, the street.
Right. I know. I have had many people tell me that. They'll say, don't cross now. And I was standing by a lady, and we were going back to the hospital, and I got the message, don't move. And it came first like that, don't move. And the lady standing beside me, I said, don't move. And then the voice came again, don't move. And I knew. And she stepped off the curb and started to move. And that truck hit her and knocked her for a half a block.
Oh, my goodness.
And I said to her, I said, don't move. And she looked at me like, you know, I've got to be nuts. And she just stepped off.
Who is this crazy person? Yeah.
Yeah. The second step she took, she was flying down the road without a parachute, you know.
Yeah.
It was very careful.
Yeah, sure.
It stopped all the traffic, and they had to get the paramedics, and they had to get the police, and they got her in the hospital. I do believe she did live, but I don't know for sure. Because I didn't know her, and I was going there for a different reason. So.
Where were you?
Pardon?
Where were you when this happened?
It was in California. It was by the big Adventist hospital. I had been in there because of my condition, and I was on my way back to see the doctor, you see. But when I got the message, don't go. Don't move. I stayed. I backed up two steps on the sidewalk and waited to see what was going to happen. And no more did I blink my eyes. And here come this guy in this Corvette, red Corvette. And, boy,
oh
he
goodness.
Knocked her a half a block down the street.
Wow.
So that was, you know, but I told her, I said, don't go. don't go.
Mm-hmm.
She just looked at me like I was crazy.
Yeah.
So it happens to everybody. There is not one living person that hasn't had a message not to do something. And if they didn't do it, they were okay. And if they did do it, they got into trouble. You know?
Yeah.
So
we've
all had those little things come in our head. Like, okay, this is what's happening. You know, don't do it and you'll be okay. Or I've been told to run. I've been doing something and I've been told to run. And believe me, I run.
Uh-huh.
So there's lots of times that people have been given messages, clear statements, and they just need to act on it because it's their own private angel that's working with, that's watching them. Everybody, there's millions of angels and there's millions of people, and everybody has a guard or guide that is an angel. It could be a man or a woman. Most women have women angels and men have men angels. Some of us have some of each, depending on how we were raised and what we were taught. And a lot of people are not really aware that everybody has the help of the angelic field. They are there all the time. They are everywhere. You don't see them. You don't feel them, but they are there. And when you need them, they show up. Now, I can tell you that very few people know when they're in real trouble, because some angel is trying to circumvent that trouble and get them out of trouble. And it happens all the time. So be aware when you get a message in your head about something. Don't do it. If you're told not to do it, don't do it. If you're told it's okay to do it, then you can do it. But don't do it. If you've been told not to do it, don't do it.
Yeah, and if you don't get the message, you're just on your own, right?
Yeah, usually there's nothing wrong if you don't get a message.
Yeah.
Unless you feel it. If you feel that you don't want to do that, don't do it. If internally you feel that you really don't want to do this, don't do it. Don't get involved because you could get hurt.
Okay, or you could be taken for a ride, maybe, or somebody using you in one way or the other. Yeah.
Right. They're doing something to you that you don't need to have done. Did I tell you about the guy who was in the hospital and the angel appeared? This is 80. He was 70, 85. The angel appeared to him 2 days ago, and he called up in the night, woke me up. He said, lady came to my bed with a little girl in hand and said to me, she put her hand on my shoulder and said to me I was going to live. And he was so excited. He was wide awake, of course. He was so excited, and he rang for the nurse, but the nurse didn't come, and he called me up. It was 10 minutes to 3.
Oh, my goodness.
He said, Ada, a lady came here. She had a little girl with her. And she put her hand on my shoulder, and it was like a feather. And she said, you are going to live. You are going to be fine. And I said, well, that was your angel that came. And so, you know, he went back to sleep, I guess. I haven't heard from him since. He must be getting better. So he left a message yesterday morning and said he was up and walking around, and he felt wonderful. And that was all his message said. It didn't say anything else. So I haven't heard from him yet. So that was what I was happy to get that,
Did you do a healing on him while you were in the hospital?
Well, I had done one on him when I was at the hospital, but that was like, four days ago, 5 days ago?
Oh, okay.
Today, because it was over on the weekend. Remember, I was tied up and couldn't get to my show?
Oh, yeah, last week, right. Okay, so it was a week ago. Okay.
It was a week ago, so he was healed and went home from the hospital. And they didn't think he would go home from the hospital, but he was okay. So he's home. I haven't heard from him since he got home. But that's a good thing. I mean, to me, that's a blessing. That's a blessing for him. It's a blessing for me, and it's a blessing for his wife. It's a blessing for all of us, the whole family. And if people
That's
would
lovely.
Count their blessings at the end of every day, they'd be surprised how many they have. How many things happen during the day that you could thank God for the blessing at night before you go to bed? How many people can think of at least two or three things that they can be grateful for and go forward? And then that adds blessings onto blessings that'll come tomorrow. And people say, how do I know I can, how do I give a blessing? Now, how do you give a blessing? I will tell you. Anybody want to answer that? Is there anybody in the queue?
There are people listening, but they don't want to talk.
Okay. This is how you give a blessing. You clear your mind of every other thought, and you know that your heart is not upset or happy or sad or anything. It's just there working. And you give the blessing from your heart center. And then you thank God because he has given you usually the words for the blessing. I mean, you'll feel yourself getting prepared and you'll say something. And it might not be something you would ever ordinarily say, but that blessing will come right out of your mouth. And you have given that blessing. And you not only have given it to the individual you're sending it to, but the blessing is returning to you. So it acts on both ways, two ways to do it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You got
mm-hmm.
it? It's not only going from you, it turns around and comes back. It's just like when somebody is angry and they are angry at somebody else and they're spewing out all this anger, that anger comes back to them in the same manner. It returns. It might not return that day, but it will return. So you have to guard your thoughts. You have to guard every thought you think and only hold positive, joyous thoughts. Now, does that make sense?
It does. And you know something? Years ago, a very famous singer, her name was Hazel Scott, and she was a healing client, and we turned into very good friends. And she asked me one day, Mary, can you explain to me the law of cause and effect? And I said, well, a lot of this, let me tell you first what it isn't. A lot of people think of it like ping pong. I did something for you. Now you got to do something for me. I hit it to you. Now you got to hit it back and forth and back and forth. I said, it's not like that at all. I said, it's more like a boomerang. I said, you throw it out. And what does it do? What does that boomerang do? It goes and it picks up speed and goes faster and faster and faster. And it turns around and it comes back at you. And if you don't pay any attention to it, and be watching for it, it might hit you behind the ear. But if you are observing and careful, you can catch it. Well,
right.
She had this laugh, and she laughed so hard, and she said, God's little boomerang. She got it completely. So I always think of that every time anybody talks about sending out things and returning them.
They always return to you. In many families, there's people who do not like the rest of the family, or they make the rest of the family miserable. And they're making the rest of the people who are friendly and happy and healthy miserable. So nobody really wants to see them show up, right?
Yeah.
But they endure. They endure that misery with that person, praying that that person will eventually change and be more loving and kind. It very often doesn't happen, but once in a while it will happen. And what have they learned? They have learned that their ability to allow that negativity to fall on the ground and not bother them and go on with their wonderful kindness, they have stayed healthy because of it.
Uh-huh.
Lady said to me not long ago, she said, you know, my sister just hates me and I feel terrible. I said, your sister? You mean you have a sister? She said, yes. I said, well, isn't your sister your mother's other daughter? What? I said, isn't your sister your mother's other daughter? So if it pains you to have to call your sister by name, say to your friend, my mother's other daughter did dot, 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 dot. And everybody started laughing, but it's true. My mother's other son did da 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 da. Well, I must have got 19 calls that day about that, because one lady said, my sister has been so mean and nasty our whole life that just not to have her name is a blessing. So we now have my mother's other daughter, and they were all in hysterics because they thought that was such a great plan. And it does relieve the tension. You know, it relieves
yeah.
the tension.
Yeah. It's true. Anytime you can find a different way of approaching something, you're ahead of the game. Because
that's
we
true.
Get stuck sometimes. And every time we think in that old way, we reinforce it and make it stronger.
We make it very strong.
Yeah.
I'm having a time with my throat today. But let me tell you, most people don't stop to think that they can take that negative and turn it into a positive like that. They feel bad because it happened instead of saying, oh, well, I can understand where they're coming from. They're not happy and they're not healthy. And they just want attention. Amen. And
mm-hmm.
that's what most people do. People who are depressed want attention. That's what they do. I go to a shop where this lady works on my hair, and her little daughter is 9 years old, and she's an artist. And that little girl is smarter than any 60-year-old going. She is so bright and so smart. And she's not depressed. She's not sad. She has all kinds of things she has to deal with in her life. But she has found a way to be happy. She's an artist. And she has found a way to be happy. And she painted a picture of flowers. And so when they had the big art show this year, I bought that little picture. And it's hanging in my living room. And everybody that comes in sees it and they say, oh, that's gorgeous. Who did that? Did you do that is usually what they say. I said, no, I don't paint. I don't draw. I don't even sing. So, but because it draws that magnetic energy, there was some men here building a concrete walk for us day before yesterday. Every one of them came in and they all said something about that picture. It's just a small picture, like a half of a page of an 8x8 page, and Mark framed it and hung it up. It's just flowers. And everybody said, did you do that? I said, no, I don't paint. That was done by one of my friend's daughters. But it's funny how that picture drew all the other pictures in the house, and I have plenty of them, believe me, people don't pay any attention to. But that picture.
Did you tell her that you framed it and painted it and hung it up?
Well, I told him my husband framed it.
Oh,
my
okay.
He is a picture framer. He was a commercial framer. He framed buildings. And then when he retired, he went and took training in picture framing. And so does frame pictures. Huh? But it's very interesting how those little flowers on that picture draw the eyes of people right as they come in the door. It is hanging, you know, so when you come in the door, it's probably one of the first things you see, but they all comment on how pretty it is, and the colors, and it's pinks, and you'd be surprised how many men love flowers and how many men love pink. You'd really be surprised. I've seen that all the way across the country. When I worked in New York, I saw more of it than on the West Coast, but even on the West Coast, they'll say, well, I like pink. And when they buy flowers, they very often buy pink ones. And I've noticed that, too.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it is. So, and then for a long time, I saw men wearing pink shirts, which always made me smile. And about 10 years ago, 15 years ago,
very
when all men were wearing
very
t-shirts.
Popular for a while, uh-huh.
Yeah, it was. Right. Are we going to the people?
Oh yeah, we have. Okay, let me see if I can see if somebody would like to talk here. Let's see here.
It's a question. Ask a question. Tell them.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
You have a question? Yes, I can.
Actually, I'm glad you can hear me. But actually, no, Ada Marie, I don't have a question, but I did want to extend my sincere appreciation to you because every time I listen to this show, I get something out of it. And you're just, both of you women are just amazing women. And I'm just so grateful to have both of you in my life.
Well, thank you.
Very sweet of you. Very sweet of you.
I just wanted to say to you directly and just tell you how much I appreciate it. And I have my alarm set on Saturday so I don't miss the show. And I thank you because I'm in my 60s now and I had a very confusing life that was absorbed in drugs. And I'm off the drugs and I have a beautiful dog in my life. And I believe she's my spiritual guide in lots of ways. Because she was one of the reasons I gave up the drugs, and your stories and your knowledge and your wisdom inspire me. So I
thank
just
you.
Wanted to say thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. And I wish you a good weekend.
And I wish you a wonderful life.
Okay, thank you very much.
Don't you think sometimes that angels reach out through animals that are sensitive?
Well, all the nature has their own angels. All nature, whether it's trees or animals or whatever, they all have their own angelic group. They all do.
Uh-huh.
They wouldn't survive if they didn't. That's how they become extinct. Is they pass over and something else comes in their place because their angelic hosts take them out.
Uh-huh.
So that's good.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I know I would say he was a feline angel in my home for quite a while. And she was one of the most spiritual beings I ever knew.
Right, right, right. So, do you feel like you have assisted people in talking to angels? I hope, because you're writing that book, and your book is full of that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. It's called Bye Bye Bad Karma.
What?
Bye Bye Bad Karma. Have you heard people say my karma made me do it? Well, bad things happen to me. Yeah, it's just my karma, you know. And we don't have to live with bad karma.
They choose to do that. It isn't there. They choose to do that from one life to another. They will drag it along with them. They do that. It's not there.
Uh-huh.
A newborn baby is perfect. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And it does not carry with it that stuff. It's usually given to it by some parent who wants to talk about something that happened to them or one of their relatives. But karma is a matter of, it's been created. It's been created to cause people to worry and be upset and run around and try to figure out what it is. I really do not believe that karma is an existing thing without being pushed on somebody or somebody waking up and thinking, oh, I must have did that in a past life. That don't work. every lifetime is different. You might be a boy, you might be a girl, you might be a pink person, a black person, an orange person, a purple person, a red person, a white person, you might be anything. But it has nothing to do. The wisdom you receive from that past life is what you have with you, what you've carried forward to use. That wisdom is given you to use in another experience. And everybody on earth has certain lessons to learn. Now, in each life, you come in with a certain amount of lessons. There's usually three. And if you don't follow your heart with those lessons, then your life is not that completely happy life, because you haven't followed the truth. You have gone and done something that belongs to where you think you are helping, or where you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings, or where you feel that what you really wanted weren't good enough for. But it's not true.
But sometimes we are told by other people, and
right.
many times there are whole religions where they convince people that they're going to suffer and suffer and suffer and suffer, and you
yeah.
and I don't know that is not true, that you're stuck with it forever. But just like anything else, when you are taught something that's wrong, you have to face the truth that is wrong and be
well,
healed
here's the
clue. from that wrong.
When you go to bed at night, if you turn everything over to God, and I say, okay, God, no, I've done all I can do today, you take over. And when I wake up in the morning, I'll pick up wherever you tell me to leave it, to start. And I don't carry anything to bed with me. I do all my healing before I go to bed. I have my kitchen clean and everything straightened
mm-hmm.
up, and I fall into bed and I fall asleep. And when I wake up in the morning, I come out and I say, okay, I'm here. What do we do next? And I wait until something happens, either the dishwasher is done and I can put the dishes away, or the phone rings, which usually happens, and I have to answer somebody. But I don't carry coals to Newcastle. I don't let that happen. So,
well, you know, you are a rare being, my friend. Most people, it's like, what did they say? They chew their cabbage over and over and over.
Yeah, they chew their cud. Why would you do that? My grandma said, if you want trouble, just go out there and knock that pile of wood over, and you can pack it up, stack it up again. Now, is that enough trouble, or do you want more? In other words, don't carry things around. If somebody's done... So people have said things about me, I don't even care what they said, because I know what I am and I know what I do and I know why I do it, and I try my best to be a good person all the way around. If I'm not, then I'm going to tell you something. I say, okay, Father, I made a mistake. How do I fix it?
Yes.
Guess what? It usually
yes.
gives you the lesson. You should only have to have it once, but every once in a while we have to go through it twice or three times.
Right.
You know,
we only have a minute left. Only is there something special that you'd like for people to know before we go?
Well, yes, there is. I really want everybody to know that they are part of God and they are wonderful. And inside of that body is a smile that should be on their face every day. And their life will change.
Well, I'm smiling right now. And
good.
I just want to say love and light
to everyone and to everything you're doing and to every person you have to communicate with, because if you send that love and light ahead of you, real fill that room with pink, believe me, on my way to town, when I'm going to meet somebody, I fill them with pink, their car with pink, the room with pink, and everything with pink. And when I get there, everybody's happy.
All righty then. Well, thank you so much. It's been wonderful. It's just been wonderful.
Well, thank you.
And we'll see you next week.
Right. Right. 2:30, right?
Yeah, it's 5:30 in New York time.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.